I don't think they're just showing him off to trade him. I think it's possible they do trade him.
Yeah.
But I think that the Mets in that spot just wanted to save an inning out of Starling Marte. And I think with Soto out and having already used Tyrone Taylor, I think it was Mendy's way of saying, you know what, let me save Marte's body. I do kind of trust Acuña in center, not enough to play him there very often. Let me just put him out there. So I don't think there's that much to read into it.
Yeah, don't forget. I mean, we forget. I almost did until, you know, you go back and look at it. Marte was out for a knee issue right before the All-Star
break. Hasn't played the field since, by the way.
Exactly. Hasn't been out there. So you know he, even though he pinch hit, he wasn't going to be, you know, asked to play out in center field. And this is only the second time that Acuña has been in center field?
Yes. That's my point. They haven't played him out there.
Right. Last time was against Pittsburgh back on May 14th.
And it was brief, too. It was not a start. Brief. It was a few innings.
Yes, that's right.
So they haven't really trusted him with center field. I don't think this means anything. I don't think it was to trade him. I think it was the circumstances of Soto getting hurt, them using Taylor after one inning, and then getting Starling Marte off of his feet.
Surviving the game. That's what this was.
Yeah. Now, I've always been intrigued by him. And watching him make a diving catch only makes me more intrigued by him. Because if he's a good defender, I'd like to see him out there.
Right. Just a lot of space to cover for a guy who's of his stature.
I know, but he's fast, man.
He is.
He can run balls down. I think, I'm going to give you a prediction. We are 26 hours away from the trade deadline. There's a prediction, just using my noggin. Evan Roberts' brain reports, which his percentage of success is not that high,
no,
right?
No, 50-50.
50-50?
Yeah.
I think the Mets are going to acquire Luis Robert Jr. I do. And I think that Luis Angel Acuña Jr. is going to be one of the... Ronald Acuña Jr. got hurt last night.
Yeah.
I think Luis Angel Acuña is going to be a part of the deal. I think they will add a center fielder. I think they like the controllability of Robert, the youth of Robert, the defense of Robert, even the potential that we sort of seen from Robert Jr. And I do think they're going to get him. That's my prediction. But it won't be for Mark Vientos.
No. Mark Vientos seems to be no longer the prime trade candidate for the Mets. It's now Acuña.
Well, no, I think he would be traded in a different deal. I don't think they would do Vientos for Robert Jr. Like, I think if Duran is a real possibility.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Why would they? Because it isn't the idea that they want Vientos?
I think they want Vientos. I just don't think they would trade him for Robert Jr. It's just the player I'm talking about. It's just that particular piece back. I think Duran is good enough. And, you know, obviously a high-leverage closer who's, I think if the Twins insisted on Vientos, they would do it. Now, speaking of the Twins, we got a call yesterday from random listener trade idea about Carlos Correa.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of steam now on Carlos Correa being traded back to the Astros. The holdup is money, and we talked about this yesterday. He's due a lot of money. He's been unhealthy. I also don't think Carlos Correa or the Mets would ever get together based on the contract dispute from a few years ago. Astros are a horse of a different color.
Right.
My question is this. Forget the Mets. If the Astros acquire Carlos Correa, Sean, does it make it spicy again? Because the Astros right now, they feel like a different team. Correa's evil, bro.
There are a couple key ingredients, but there is no doubt. Altuve and Correa are the salt and pepper. So, yes. On a mere surface, it would be spicy, for sure.
That's what I thought.
It's not Springer, it's not Bregman, but those are the main two cogs.
This was the first time this offseason that I felt the Astros were different. Like, it's just like, they're just not the same at all. It's Jose Altuve, they were moving him to the outfield. It was like, they are not the same. And even last year, you guys would argue this with me. Sean, not you guys. I don't think Tommy argued this. That, well, it's a different manager, everything's different. They're not the same. They felt the same until recently. If they got Correa back,
right?
I don't know, man. I think it would rekindle the Astro stuff.
I guess.
You guess?
They're still good. So it's not like I'm saying they're not the same team, but they're not. It doesn't feel like that.
The Yankees' biggest problem.
I don't feel that though. I can see why it's familiar, but I don't feel that that's the crux of the issue. I think the issue is. It's still Altuve.
So you think they
but
were still
feels,
the Astros?
He feels so diminished.
Right.
It doesn't feel like if they're as much the threat they used to. You know what I mean? I know I'm not saying they're not a good team. It's just the issue's different. Doesn't feel the same to me.
But bringing Correa back, I think, would bring it back.
I don't think you can answer that until you actually get in the series.
You got to feel it?
Yeah. You got to feel it. You do. Right now, I honestly think the Yankees' biggest rival is the Yankees. So it's hard for me to say.
Well,
it's the
we've talked in the past, not even related to something like this. Just, hey, who are the Yankees' biggest rivals? We had a whole discussion about that, whether it was the Mets now, it was the Dodgers, or we didn't even mention the Blue Jays at the time, but sure, the Blue Jays. Is it still the Red Sox? Like, we had a lot of discussions about it, and the Astros were always still kind of hanging around. I don't know, man, if they brought Correa back, and remember, they play not this weekend, but next weekend at Yankee Stadium. Can you imagine the electricity at Yankee Stadium? Yankees, Astros. Astros have a good record, and it's not only F. Altuve. Here's Correa walking through that door.
It would make sense for old-timers that have Correa there.
He's not even that old, bro. He just feels old. I get a sense it's going to happen. Now, Tiki's in the Mets text chat, and I bring them up because they had a really good idea. I don't want Carlos Correa for the Mets. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. You'd agree with that, right, Tommy? Not interested?
Not interested.
Okay, so we're on the same page. Could Steve Cohen get involved in a Twins-Astros trade in which the Mets get Duran, right? Because that's who I want, and they throw money to pay off part of Correa's contract to get him to Houston.
So the only reason the Mets are involved here is because they're able to offset some of the contract, which the Twins don't want to do.
So the Astros and the Twins don't want to do it. Like, the Astros don't want to pay Correa's full deal. The Twins probably don't want to pay off of it. The Mets are a big market team who wants someone else in this trade, namely Joan Duran. Could the Mets be the third team that sends a prospect to Minnesota, but also somehow, I don't even know if this is allowed.
I'm literally just throwing money into the middle of the deal.
You're throwing money in the middle of the deal that really goes to Houston to pay for Correa. We get Duran. And Tommy, like this, we just made the Astros better.
Is that even legal? Like, can you do that?
It's a creative idea, though, right?
It is, of course. It's a three-team trade. And so it sounds interesting, but that just sounds so shady. Like, this deal can't get done because the Astros and the Twins can't decide on who's going to pay the majority of Carlos Correa's contract. And then the Mets just come along. We got money. Here you go. It doesn't make any sense.
I guess the simpler way to do it is to trade for Carlos Correa with Duran. Mets and Twins make a trade. And then simultaneously, the Mets call up Houston and say, okay, we're going to pick up, you know, 20% of the salary to offset. And you guys get Carlos Correa and, you know, we get a bag of balls. That's how you pull this off. I'm just thinking of a way where Steve Cohen can use his wallet to get Joan Duran, who doesn't make a lot of money. It's not a money trade.
No.
But can he use his money to get involved?
To get a great player.
And get a
potentially
great player. And what's funny is that's how the Mets got Diaz. Because they took on Cano's contract. Now, I don't want to take on Correa's contract. I just want to help the Astros get Correa. And then we get Duran. I don't see any issue with this brilliant idea. That isn't even mine. It's the Mets text chat. I give my friend Adam Eaton a lot of credit. Very creative idea by Adam Eaton.
I don't want to be a party pooper, though. Correa does have a no trade veto. He can veto it. So it would have to be one of those situations
He's already said that
he would waive it for Houston.
But he's going to the Mets. So
no,
in theory,
he's going to Houston.
No, but if he gets traded to the Mets, Carlos would have to agree to the trade to the Mets, knowing the fact that this is like fantasy baseball.
Yes!
Knowing the fact that a gentleman's agreement that he's going to get sent to the Astros.
Yes! That's easy. If Carlos knows he's going to Houston, which he's already said he's good with, then of course he'd waive it to be a Met for 30 seconds.
Now, do we think Carlos has any bad feelings about what happened with the Mets?
I do, but that's irrelevant because the Mets aren't acquiring him.
Yeah, they're just facilitating him getting back to Houston.
They're using their wallet to facilitate
picking up the tab.
Right, and with that bringing down the cost on Duran, because one thing I'm reading about with Duran, and it's Bob Nightingale, so you got to be a little skeptical, is that Minnesota's asking the Phillies for Andrew Painter. Now, Andrew Painter is like a top 10 prospect in baseball. I had Tommy John recently. That's a lot.
Right.
Like, the equivalent would be asking the Mets for Jonah Tong. And I don't think the Mets would be willing to do that. So I'd love to use money as a reason to bring down the price. All right, a couple of things. Number one, my sister, who started this whole thing and made me feel bad for even suggesting that she wasn't right about The Wedding Singer 2 being a real movie, has texted me. She is now convinced it's fake.
Oh,
so she started the whole thing.
Typical Panther fan. Yeah.
Number two, Chris Big Mac McMonagle has chimed in on the Carlos Correa to the Astros discussion.
And?
This is part of Big Mac, what makes him special.
He'd be pissed.
He wants Correa in Houston because he wants revenge.
Oh, and he wants, after they lose, to make excuses for the regime.
But he is kind of right. Like, in this world where you get to play Houston, it would make it sweeter if Carlos Correa is on that losing team.
Okay, yeah, like in the 9% chance that happened, sure. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
He's a beaten down Yankee fan over there. That's for damn sure. We'll get to your calls next, 888-808-1019. Plus, what kind of trade would really move the needle? What kind of trade would actually be like headline news besides these reliever additions? Like, what's the trade that would be the Cespedes or the David Justice of 2025? We'll try to come up with the answer.